Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. I got the sex towel out. I got all my lubes. I got a bunch of different toys. I'm picking my porn. I mean, I'm literally like making love to myself.
When a man comes, it takes a lot out of your vitality. It takes away from a man's magnetism. It takes away from your core, all the energy that you build up in your core. So,
oh, come on.
It does. It really does.
I think this is an old wives' tale. You must have had a lot of stained underwear because that stuff's messy.
Yes. Well, you know.
Your mom, your poor mother, she must have been like, ew. I like, you know, that area you're mentioning underneath the cock where all the nerves are. I like to, like, when I'm just teasing someone, I love to just put my mouth and my tongue right under that area with my lips kind of like this and just really just work that area.
That's it.
Welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I am Layla. Well, this is the first weekend guest on March Masturbation Madness Month. And I have a returning guest, an old friend who hasn't been on in quite a while. We've been missing him. It's Sir Ink.
Yay. I've been missing you guys too.
I know. Welcome back. We haven't had a good podcast in a while because you and I can podcast with the best of them. Boy, we can go.
We can talk for hours. Yeah.
I know. Well, you know, it's March Masturbation Madness Month here at the Curious Girl Diaries. And I'm masturbating every day. Yeah. Every day. It's been quite fun.
Wow. And I've got every day.
At least once a day. And there's no double ups. Like you can't, if you miss a day, you can't make it up like the next day. You have to, it's just every day you have to knock it out.
So I have questions.
Okay. I have questions for you, but go ahead.
All right. Okay. So how do you keep your motivation? So do you have different motivations like videos or things that you think of? And do you use different toys or do you switch it up? Like my hand one day, a toy the next day, or, you know, as a guy, I can come up with about 30 different visuals, you know, one every day. March has 31 days, right? So I have 31 different motivating factors. But I'm only going to use my hand.
Well, that's boring.
Yeah. I mean, there's not a lot of toys for guys except for the fleshlight.
Well, we're going to talk about that.
Okay.
We're going to talk about that. But so to answer your question, yeah, it's something that the first week it feels kind of weird, like you're forcing yourself like, okay, I got to do this. But right. Then trust me, once you get into it, it's like you'll have this whole like mind shift. Like then you're excited about it. Then you'll get creative with it. Mid-month, you're hitting your stride and you'll do it more than once a day once you really get going with it. And it's fun. It's just like, yeah, fuck yeah, I'm masturbating. That's right. And I do it for myself.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it gets fun. And so I just have different, like, some days it's just a quickie, right? Like, just knock this out in the morning so you can check it off your list. But it always feels good to have an orgasm and you're never sorry you had
one. Right.
And then other times it's like, okay, I'm going to put a little more work into it. Mm-hmm. I call that like, it's like the afternoon delight. Like maybe I'll do like 30-minute session. So that could mean more than one toy and maybe a video, but definitely some fantasizing is involved. Uh-huh. And then the quickie is going to be more like, I might use a toy or just my hand, just rock it, just plain old school and just go for it. And basically literally rub one out. And then there's nights where I am like, I got the sex towel out. I got all my lubes. I got a bunch of different toys. I'm picking my porn. I mean, I'm literally like making love to myself.
You make a night of it.
I'm making love to myself. Yeah. I'm going to fuck myself good. God. Damn it.
So, you know what's funny? So this would be very challenging for a man because women say that they can always tell a guy that watches too much porn because It's the way the guy likes to have sex. And also, if a guy jerks off too much, he's not necessarily as excited when he's with a woman. So 30 days of masturbation for a man, I would think if a man tried to do it, not every time would he come. You might masturbate a little bit, but you wouldn't have the happy ending with it. That's a lot. That's a lot of orgasms for a man.
Wait a minute now. I'm going to say, like, I think you're just underachieving with that thought process right there. I think you're selling yourself short.
Well, no, remember physically, boxers do not have sex 2-3 months before they fight, because when a man comes, it takes a lot out of your vitality. It takes away from a man's magnetism. It takes away from your core, all the energy that you build up in your core. So,
oh, come on.
It does. It really does.
I think this is an old wives' tale. I don't know that there's any scientific evidence that proves this. If there is, I'd love to see this study.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to call bullshit on this. I think this is a little bit more mental, like, oh, you're stealing my essence.
No, listen. So you do know that boxers don't have sex 2-3 months before they fight, right?
That doesn't mean that there's an actual founded anatomical measurable result behind some testing that proves that.
Yes, men. When men come, they lose energy in their midsection, their core, and their legs. Yes, it makes their legs weak.
You're just losing some shit from your balls. Come on now.
All right, Google it. We don't have no time to go into that right now. But
I promise you, I will look this up. You could Google it another time too. If you find some studies, I mean, maybe Mayo Clinic. Maybe the Mayo Clinic has done some studies on this. I don't know.
I am a man. I'm telling you, as a man, yes, you'd be wore out if you bust a nut before you about to get into the ring with somebody. Yes. But what I'm saying is, a man over-ejaculates.
I know plenty of guys that masturbate almost daily, and they can still fuck me pretty good whenever I want it. So I don't know.
That don't mean they can get in the ring with Mike Tyson.
Pussy Tyson.
You know what? While you're talking, keep talking.
Okay, hold on. All right. Let's start with my questions now. All right. Okay. I'm the host of this show, damn it. Okay.
Yes, you are. Here I go.
All right. When did you first start masturbating?
Oh, man. I was a teenager. I would have to say 12, 13 years old.
That's the first time you jacked off?
Yeah. And I didn't come.
You didn't?
No, I did not. It took me a while to come about because I didn't know what I was, I was jerking, but I didn't know.
Yeah. You didn't
exactly
know
what the end game was and how to get myself there.
Yeah. Yeah. So nobody told you, like, were you looking at Playboys? Were you looking at something visually or?
Oh, yeah. You know, I come from the prehistoric age. I was looking at magazines.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Playboys.
Yeah. I know. I'm just joking with you. Like, you know, now everything is so.
Oh, I know. I know.
I was in the prehistoric days. Yes. I was looking at magazines.
My grandma used to have Playboys by the toilet because, yeah, I'm like, I didn't really know what they were there for. But now that I think back on it, it's like, does that mean like grandpa was jerking over the toilet or like he sit down or they apparently they'd look at him. I thought they were just looking at him while they were taking a shit.
Right.
But why would you want to be aroused while you're trying to poop?
So, you know, this is an old thing. Like in my household, my grandmother used to keep Jet magazines by the toilet.
Yeah.
So I think it's more so to read. You know, Playboys is about the article.
You know,
Playboy is about the articles too, right?
I know. Yeah, right.
A great thing to have in the bathroom, though, right? I mean, just in case you want to get one off,
jerk one real fast. I know,
real fast. Yeah,
that's funny. Okay, so at least my grandmother wasn't weird. Like other people kept their Playboys in the bathroom by the toilet. Mm-hmm. Okay, she had like a little magazine thing like that sorted them all and they were all like piled up in there. Okay. So my next question was, you know, when you masturbate, do you use any special toys or accessories, lube, any lotion? Like what's your routine?
Now or then?
Now. That's fast.
Now I would use coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
Something very natural. Coconut oil. That's it. I use coconut oil. Lubes are okay, but they get a little sticky when they become dry.
Yeah.
Coconut oil will just absorb into your skin and it doesn't get messy. So I prefer that. I was using Vaseline before. That was when in my younger years, I used Vaseline.
Yeah. You must have had a lot of stained underwear because that stuff's messy.
Yes. Well, you know.
Your mom, your poor mother, she must have been like, ew.
Well, you know, I'm using Vaseline on my skin, so that's old school. My grandmother.
That's old school.
It's thick, it's slippery, and it doesn't disappear easy.
I know, it doesn't. Yeah, you're right. It doesn't. Yeah. It's very viscous. Yeah.
So lubes for a guy become very sticky. And I even noticed that dealing with women. Women would prefer something more natural.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Then a lube, because lubes become sticky. And then are they allergic to the lube? That's all kind of stuff going on with lubes.
Yeah. So, yeah. I like my CBD lubes.
You've been talking about that. I gotta try it. I do.
Yeah. It helps. It increases the blood flow. It feels good. Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I use an all-natural coconut oil. I'll go right to the supermarket. Let me get that one right there.
Exactly. I know. That's usually what I do. And when I travel, I'll go to Trader Joe's and they have the little coconut oil packets.
Yes, they do.
I take those with me when I'm on a sex trip, and because they pass the TSA and we don't have to worry about anything coming open because that would be messy.
You take one of your sex trips?
I always take the Trader Joe's coconut oil in the little travel packets. I'm telling you, Trader Joe's, man. Little do they know.
You are crazy.
Hey, these are my tricks. These are my tips and tricks. Gotta let my listeners know. Can't hold out on them. Okay. So you don't have any special toys you use when you masturbate then?
Just my imagination on my phone to look at something.
What about you? So you don't have any like cock sleeves or anything like that?
No, I had the fleshlight. A friend of mine had a sex novelty business and she sent me the fleshlight. I used it a couple of times and I threw it in the trash.
Because?
It was so damn good. I probably would be like, this girl's being too difficult. It's too damn good. It feels too good. It feels way too good.
Wait a minute.
No woman.
It feels that good? Like better than a woman?
I can't say better than a woman. I'm never going to say better than a woman. But the way it feels, no woman can be that tight with all that. Because, you know, the fleshlights have grooves and all that in the inside. It's patterned in the inside, right?
Yeah.
And if you put some lube in there, man, forget about it. Like, no woman can feel that tight. And then you put a vibration to it. It's just a different sensation.
Yeah.
You know, it's not natural, right? We all know it's not natural. But when I say it's not natural, it doesn't, like, if you use that and then try to have sex with a woman, you'd be like, yeah, this ain't the same. So I threw it away because I was like, if I use this, then having sex with a woman, other than actual touching the person and feeling them, like what you feel when you close your eyes and you're inside a woman, you probably would not feel that fulfilled.
Oh, damn.
Because the sensation, because a woman can contract her muscles and stuff like that. This is constant grip you up.
Yeah.
Man, it's crazy.
Okay. Okay. So that one, the trash. Now it's
that
just...
That one, the trash. But it works wonders. Trust me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, see, this is good to know. Guys listening, like, you recommend, say, a fleshlight's the bomb.
Yes. I recommend a fleshlight. If you enjoy masturbation, then yes, for a guy, fleshlight is great. But if you like having sex with women, I wouldn't use the fleshlight often. I would use it every now and again. I wouldn't recommend using it often because when you have sex with a woman, it's not going to feel the same. And men, it's all about their mind, right? And so when you're inside of a woman, if you start comparing it like, this don't feel the same as that, your interest drops. When your interest drops, your dick goes down. So reason why I threw it in the trash, because I realized that the sensation that I get from that is not going to be consistent when I have sex with a real woman, right? And if I use this enough, I'm going to start wanting, we go toward what makes us feel better, or makes us feel the best. And I'm like, if I keep using this, I'm going to wean off of women a little bit.
It's going to wean you off a pussy.
I know that sounds a little extreme, no guy. I know someone's listening, like, ain't no way. Them fleshlights.
Okay. Yeah. I did not see. This is why it's so good to talk to you. I did not know this fact.
Yeah, because the consistency of it. See, other things that they have, these little things that you can put your dick in, little half asses and stuff. You know, that stuff look cool, but the fleshlight, you're controlling it, and you don't have to squeeze it to make it tighter. Like, it's already snug.
Yeah.
And so have that sensation from the tip all the way on your shaft is just, you're not going to get that out of a woman.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Now, there's some women out there that got that thing. I mean, you might be one of them because you work out all crazy. The core, women with their cores all tight and things like that. Yeah. But you know.
I try to clamp down as much as I can.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? You can't clamp down through the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like, but a lot of times at the end,
yes,
when I do that too, it helps me come as well. Like the more my core is working and things like that. Yeah, yeah.
Let's talk about it. So like sex in that way between a man and a woman, right? It's a rhythm thing going on between the two. And then like you can feel when a woman is going to come, or definitely certainly a woman can feel when a man is going to come. And that too is the dance. There's no dance when you use that fleshlight. That fleshlight is just, you a mercenary. You going straight for it.
Going mercenary.
You a mercenary. You going at it. There's no dance. And like, what I like about having sex with a woman, right, is that when you know your partner so well, you guys can hold off from making yourself come. Like, just both partners can hold off. And then they get this good rhythm that's like, all right, we're going to come. And then like, it's a dance. A silent dance.
Yeah.
You don't get that when you're masturbating to a degree.
Right.
Especially not with that damn fleshlight. That thing is amazing.
Okay. Well, I guess scratch the fleshlight off your Christmas list then.
Hell yeah. Don't send me that.
We'll send you that.
In the back seat, please don't do that to me.
I will. Okay. So how often do you think the average man masturbates?
The average man masturbates. I would say if he has a partner, not often at all. If he does not have a partner, a single man living by himself, I would say at least once a week.
Okay. How often do you masturbate?
Once every other week.
Once every other week?
Once every other week. Yeah, once every other week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once and every other week.
Is it just...
Or sometimes it like
in the morning? Is it like in the... Or like, do you just wake up and kind of go, I'm going to rub one out? I'm not, you know, or...
Definitely if I wake up in the morning and, you know, I'm feeling like I got to beat him down because he's just wired.
He's going to bother me all day unless I do.
He's going to bother me. He didn't let me sleep and, you know, I got to get it out. Or sometimes before I go to bed, I'm like, I say I get one off.
Because it'll help you fall asleep.
Yes. Now that can be, I would say yes. For me, I would say 2-3 times a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's your like go-to move?
My go-to move. Well, my go-to move.
Well, like, you know, like, do you grab it like from the side and twist it out, or are you just up and down? I mean, what's your rhythm? What's your stroke pattern?
My stroke pattern for me, and I like when a woman does me like that, her hand reverse. That's really great.
Yeah.
For myself, if I'm just masturbating, I want to make myself feel good, whatever I'm doing.
Yeah.
Grabbing it upside down the regular way just to make myself feel good. But if I want to come, I'm going to concentrate on the head.
Okay.
I'm going to strictly just focus on the head.
Okay.
And underneath the head is where a lot of the nerves is. So I will focus underneath the head. And I like to be touched, and I like to touch myself strongly. So like, I got to have a nice firm grip. And I think a lot of women feel a certain kind of way when they ask. They'd be like, I had a girl tell me like, you know, maybe you should get a cock ring. And I'm like, why the fuck do I need a cock ring? She's like, because you like a consistent grip on your dick when we having sex. Like, you like to be touched very strongly, but that's, for her, that was a little bit more energy than she likes to put in. So I'm like, yeah, you got to grab me like a man. Like, you ain't just going to hold my dick in your hand like it's a wet fish. Like, you got to put some work in. I just like to be grabbed strongly because it's like pushing back and it makes my blood pump more. So you're going to make me harder. The harder you do, the tighter you grab me, the more you're going to make me respond to you.
Yeah.
That's how I function. Now, there's some guys that you can blow on them and think you're hard. I get it. But with me, I need you to grab me a little, I like it a little more aggressive.
Yeah. I like, that area you're mentioning underneath the cock where all the nerves are. I like to, when I'm just teasing someone, I love to just put my mouth and my tongue right under that area with my lips kind of like this and just really just work that area.
That's it. You got to, make that spot sensitive.
I love that little spot. I do. Yes. I love that little spot. Yeah. Don't ignore that spot. Yeah.
Ignore that spot.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Okay. Moment of truth.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
For me?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, good.
More I know, the guy behind you.
Okay, let's go.
Have you ever played with your prostate?
I have not. And I hear that prostate orgasms are a thing. Like, it feels good. Yeah. I have not.
Why not?
I just haven't had any desire to do it.
Has a woman ever stuck her fingers in there and done anything?
No, I mean, I've had women play with me. I forget what that space is between your anus and your balls, but...
Perineum.
Perineum, yes. So I had women lick on it, suck on it, play with it, rub it.
Are they eating your ass?
I've only had one girl eat my ass.
We've had this conversation, right, about that. Yeah, you know where I stand on that.
I was like, oh. Okay, wasn't instructed in that, but all right. No one's like trying to stick their fingers in my ass. And if they have, I'm like, yeah, no.
Hmm.
So, I mean, I've never, I've never tried that. And I think the women that I've dealt with me probably would think that I wouldn't go for something like that. You know what I mean? So I don't think they would try it.
Yeah.
Or ask me to try it.
Yeah.
Because if, guys that are that man's man kind of thing, they would think like, well, he would think that I'm trying to make him gay or something like that. You know, guys, we get crazy with shit.
That's crazy.
Our ass is such a taboo's place. And we're just not, taught sex in a way to understand what can truly bring you pleasure. And it's not a gay thing. So that's...
I know, it isn't. If it was a gay thing, only gay men would have a prostate, not all men. All men have one.
Exactly. But guys are not, we're not taught physical health and that physical sexual health. And that.
Yeah. Now, do you enjoy, I think I know the answer to this, but do you enjoy watching a woman masturbate?
Hell yeah.
What do you like about it?
I like, one, women are very sexy. And I like watching a woman masturbate because I like to see how she likes to be touched.
Yeah.
Like, watching her touch herself, she's going to touch herself in all her erogenous zones. So you just sit back and watch what she likes. And then you just make a note of that. And then you use that when you're engaged with her.
Yeah, she's giving you a roadmap.
She's giving you a roadmap to what works for her.
That's right. Yeah.
And it's very sexy. It's very, very sexy to watch a woman touch herself.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. I love watching men masturbate. It's not something I'll watch, if I'm perusing for porn, like men jacking off. It's interesting because I only like it when it's someone I know and that I'm intimate with.
Right.
And then it's hot because it's, it's erotic because you're watching the way they pleasure themselves and you're like, oh, I'm going to do that. I love watching, them get excited and get themselves to the edge and I can talk to them and say shit to them and nasty shit. And I'm just, it turns me on. I'm getting more and more.
I think, so I got two things on that. Number one, let's go back with what you said. You like seeing the man that you're interested in jerking off.
Yes.
Masturbating in front of you. Let's be clear because you'll get a bunch of dicks in your inbox. You know how you are about dicks in your inbox.
I know. That's why I clarify.
Unsolicited dicks in your inbox, right?
I don't want any unsolicited dick pics. I don't want any unsolicited jack off videos. No.
Right. Yeah. And I like masturbating in front of a lover too. I think I know they enjoy watching it. And I enjoy doing it in front of them. Like, they like to see me touch myself and play with them with it. They love that type of stuff.
Yeah. Tease them.
Yes.
Tease them with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're looking at that big, hard cock and they're just thinking about how good it feels inside of them. And then they're watching you play with it, pleasure yourself and tease them. Right. And it's like, it's just, it's all these sensory things at once. And it's very fun. Yeah, I enjoy, I enjoy that. But again, it's not something, it has to be in that context. If it's just like a random dude jacking off, I'm like, oh, big deal. You know, like,
That doesn't do anything for you. Right.
Doesn't do anything for me. Yeah. But definitely with a lover. Oh yeah. I'm like, makes me
so crazy. Wait a minute. So let me ask you a question. So you do not watch any porn of men jacking off when you want to get off at all?
Never.
I see. I will watch a video of a woman masturbating, a random woman masturbating to get myself off.
But you know what? That's different. To me, that's, it's sexy. Just for me, just a random dude jerking his dick. Right. Isn't that erotic?
Okay.
So I'd rather watch a man and a woman fucking. I'd rather watch a threesome or even two women together. Or but a man and a woman, I want to see penis to vagina penetration if I'm going to watch that.
Yes.
You know, that gets me off because of course then you know, I'm in my head fantasizing knowing what that feels like, you know, just so it's just watch it. Like I'll never see. I think you're going to, that's where more gay males will gravitate towards. And I always have it in my head that these guys sitting there jacking off are gay and they're imagining that they're jacking off to a man watching.
Oh, wow.
Because it's more prevalent. I think gay men, I think, are more turned on by watching other guys jack off than women are going to tune in to watch a random dude jack off.
Right.
That's just, I could be way wrong, but I don't think so.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, for a guy, I mean, for me, I don't mind watching any woman that I find attractive masturbating, whether I know her or not. Like that, I like that.
I know, but I think there's something different. There's a different, it's a, almost like a double standard because women are so beautiful. Their bodies are beautiful.
Yes.
And, right. And so for me to find attraction to that act, to what's going on, I need to have a connection with that guy in some way, shape, or form.
That's fair.
It's like, I mean, I'd rather, even if the guy's really attractive and maybe if he's got a lot of porn and some of it's jack off stuff and then the other things are him fucking some chick, I'd rather watch that than I'd rather watch him engaged in intercourse than solo jacking.
Right.
That's my thought. Okay. Now I want to, I found this funny little, interesting little article. There's 46 facts about masturbation, 46 unique facts about masturbation. So I want you to pick three numbers between 1 and 46, and I'm going to read those.
Okay, between 1 and 46?
Yeah.
Okay, let me go 8, 28, and 22.
Okay, let's see. Okay, since prehistoric times, masturbation has been depicted in art. That is true. And I mean, like way, way, way back in time, like we're talking stuff they were scribbling on the walls, they were depicting masturbation. So it's been around a long time. Let's see, 28. Oh, this is funny. You may have not known this. Good for you to know. Nearly 60% of penile fractures occur while masturbating.
Read that one more time.
Nearly 60% of penile fractures occur while masturbating.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
Gosh. Yes.
Ooh.
I know. Oh, here. Interesting. You didn't pick number 32, but it does say, because we just talked about that, the Khajuraho temple in India depicts both male and female masturbation. And this is like carved in stone, and there's all these sex acts in this temple. Mutual masturbation is clearly displayed. 22. Oh, I love this one. This is right on. The Bible does not mention either masturbation or self-pleasure. There we go. So it's not, you're not breaking anybody's code here by masturbating.
The Bible does not mention it at all.
You're not sinning. The Bible does not mention either masturbation or self-pleasure. That's just coming from the church after the fact.
Right.
Yep. Well, there we go. That's it. That's our episode. So thank you so much for coming on and being a part of my March Masturbation Madness Month. I think it's a great return for you.
Yeah. What a great return. And we're done already?
Yeah. Wow. You could just let everybody know. I mean, you've done it so many times, but let everybody know where they can find you.
They can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, Sir INQ, sirinq.com. And they can always check me out on kinkspace.net.
Yep.
Hold on. Newsflash. YouTube. Sir Ink the Experience on YouTube. Just go on YouTube, type in hashtag Sir Ink, and I come right up.
And you are also doing lives now.
I am doing lives on Wednesday night, and I take them from off of Facebook and post them on YouTube as well. So if you can't catch me Wednesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can always go to YouTube and catch me.
See, I would love to be on one of your lives, but I can't do that because Facebook doesn't allow you to log in with an alias. It has to be who you really are.
We can go live through Ecamm. I've used Ecamm and go straight on my page.
Oh.
So yeah, I can have you on. Just put a picture up and then we can talk.
Oh. Yeah. All right. So, I mean, yeah, as long as I don't have to access it through Facebook.
No, because like, you know, Ecamm, I just click on, I go straight. I'm using Ecamm to go right live. Yeah. Ecamm logs into Facebook for me.
Yes. Yes, that I know. I haven't done that. I could do that too.
If you call in, we on.
There we go. We could do a live on Facebook.
I would love to have you on.
I will do it.
My listeners would love to hear us live. That would be great.
Let me show you this. Do you see this?
Yes.
See this necklace?
What is that?
That's a vibrator.
Are you kidding me?
No, look.
You are too much. You are just insatiable. Wow.
Can you hear it?
How is it?
Amazing. So I have been researching new, you know, sex toy companies. I found this amazing designer. Okay. Her name is T, and she has a company called Love Crave. Okay. And she's going to be on. I'm interviewing her for March Masturbation Madness Month. She sent me I ordered some sex toys. She also sent me a bunch of sex toys to try out. I also have this lovely little, you can see this. This, her stuff is gorgeous and high tech.
Okay.
And it really vibrates.
Does that go around the clit?
Hell yeah, it does. It goes around everywhere. It's good. And and you can change the patterns online. Oh yeah. You just change your patterns online.
I was thinking of your face right now. Like you are such heaven right now.
I know. Well, I need it. See, I stocked up on new toys before I started this masturbation. This month,
right.
This month.
So do you have 31 toys for 31 days?
No.
No,
I don't need 31 toys for 31 days. Yeah. But you know what she said earlier? I want to go back to it before we end this episode. Because okay. You said something about not wanting to overuse the fleshlight. And I'll tell you what, yeah. I know I have a big dildo with a suction cup on it. That's like my sort of fleshlight equivalent.
Right.
It fills me up like nobody's business. And it's so stiff and it's stiff, but soft.
Right.
It's got the texture of like penis skin, but it's big and like, but then I don't want to get addicted to it and use it too much and get all stretched out. So that's only for special occasions. Like I only bust that out. Like I use that one sparingly, but it is so good. Like the minute I put it in, I'm like,
oh my goodness. Oh.
Yeah, I'm just like dying. And it makes me squirt all over the place. Oh, it's like so good. So good. So it's hard to get a real dick to do that.
You are crazy.
So it's the same thing. Like, I don't want to use it too much because I don't want to be like comparing it to my dildo going, I think I'll just go home now. Thanks.
I mean, they make some of these things, which is a good thing for them as the product, is they make it so good that it'll actually make you contemplate using it or keeping it. Because you're like, it feels so good. I know a human being can't really match this. And if I use it too much, I desensitize myself. Because some women say that they don't want to use vibrators too much because what they get from vibrators, they're not really going to get from a partner. So they try not to use vibrators too much because you don't want to be desensitized.
I don't know about that.
This is what I've heard. I'm just telling you what I've heard.
Yeah, I could see why women would say that. But I will use whatever I want with a partner, which is fun. You know, I love to have used toys during, it just enhances things. For me, it doesn't take anything away from it. It just enhances it. Okay. And then he can do other things too. You know, it's like, I don't know. It's just fun. Or he can use it on me, whatever. But I don't know. I get it. But I don't think I'm in jeopardy of that, of getting desensitized.
Okay. Well, you're insatiable.
I mean, to get like some permanent nerve damage, like you'd really have to be just, I don't know, like you'd be bleeding, I think, before that would happen.
I just think it's what your expectations is when you know how to make yourself come. And if you're using something like a vibrator that is at a speed or a vibration that a human being can't match, if you get addicted to it, I don't think it'll be nerve damage per se, as much as your expectations.
Yeah. Well,
That's just what I heard a couple of girls say. Yeah. I can't really say that's true for everyone, but I just heard a couple of women say that.
Yeah. Well, I'm not in that camp. And on that note, let's just wrap it up right there. So thanks everyone for listening. You guys know where you can wrap it up with me if you want to. You can go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com, click on the pink tab on the right-hand side and leave me a voice message. I have gotten some lovely ones lately. It's very fun. I love communicating with you guys one-on-one. I really feel like we get to know each other a whole lot better. And it's easier for me than to send a voice response back than to sit down and type out a big old email, because that's probably not going to happen. So if you want to communicate, just go to the website, let it rip. You got 5 minutes and you'll get a personal response from me. All right. That's it, everyone. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.